Welcome to TAP, the awesome podcast. My name is Claire Turner and I'm an EFT practitioner, manifestation and mindset coach, the founder of Claire Turner EFT, the creator of 8 Weeks to Weight Loss and the From Doubt to Clout courses. Now, I am obsessed with helping women to overcome feelings of self-doubt and to grow into the awesome and empowered goddesses that they truly are. Now, if you are looking to tap into your divine right to success and abundance, then you have come to the right place, my friend. My goal within this podcast is to help you see your infinite potential, to tap into your personal power and be, do, and have whatever you dream of. Thank you so much for pressing play. We're going to have so much fun. Let's get going. Hello, 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 and welcome to TAP, the awesome podcast. It's great to have you back with me. Now, my special guest today is a wonderful lady called Tessa Sanderson. I met Tessa fairly recently at a retreat for women, and I was very, very intrigued by what she does, because not only does she teach yoga, not only is she an author of children's and women's books, she also is a transformation mentor and psycho-awareness mentor. So we're talking ladies here, and not chaps in Lycra. And Tessa is very much involved in something called the Red Tent, which I had never, ever heard of before. I found it absolutely fascinating. And the more I learned about it, the more intrigued I got, which is why I invited her in for an interview. And the Red Tent, I believe, started in America, and it's basically an area or a location where women can get together and share, discuss, talk about the things going on in their lives. Yes, it has very much its connotations in menstruation, hence the Red Tent, I guess. But it seems like it's just so much more. And as we were talking about this, whilst we were at the retreat, actually, I realized that, you know, when you look at indigenous tribes, or you look at times in the past where, you know, where people lived in clans and all that sort of stuff, very often the women would gather, you know, either around a river washing clothes or around doing some form of cooking or whatever it might have been. And they would gather and they would talk. And that is kind of where you would get to discuss what was going on. You'd have access to women who were perhaps a bit older, who had been there and done it and could give advice. It was all very much part of the community. And I think that's really something we've lost in today's age. We've lost that community. We've lost that gathering together. And I think as a result, a lot of people feel very alone. And there's a tendency to think that because you feel alone, you're the only person who has this particular issue or is worrying about this other thing. And when you get together with a group of people who are supportive and there for you, and who have quite possibly gone through exactly what you're experiencing, I think is incredibly empowering and incredibly important, because we just don't get that. We just don't get that. I mean, social media, you know, has its place, but unfortunately, most of the time it seems to be people being mean to other people rather than a supportive environment. And it's not the same thing as gathering in person and having that energetic contact of being near to someone, being in the same room as someone, and connecting with people at a very spiritual, physical, and energetic level. And Tessa just kind of exudes all of this. She's got this, someone described it, and I think I stole it in the introduction to the interview, someone described her as having a gentle strength. And it really does, she really does have that. And I'm not too sure if it comes over when you just hear her voice, but when you're with her in person, it really is a gentle strength that sort of encompasses you. And you've got get this sense of, do you know what, everything's going to be all right. And I just love her. I think she's amazing. So I really hope you enjoy this interview I had with her. I had an absolute blast. And there are, as always, links to the stuff she does and to find out more about her. So I'll leave that with you and see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye. Hello, welcome to another awesome special guest. My special guest today is the gorgeous Tessa Sanderson. Now, Tessa is an author of children's and women's books. She teaches yoga and cycle awareness in person and through online courses. She is a transformation mentor, which I love. She has a PhD in medical sociology, and she loves taking information from one place and delivering it to a totally new audience. Now, I met Tessa very recently and just love her warmth and kind of like strong gentleness. It's incredible. And I'm so thrilled that she's kindly agreed to have a chat with me now to share a little bit more about her journey. So Tessa, welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolute pleasure, my lovely. So just tell us a little bit more about yourself. Where did you get to be where you are now?
Gosh, it's been quite a meandering road, really, because I've always been interested in people. I think that's what threads it all together, that I'm interested in how people behave, how they think, what affects them. So I started out studying geography, human geography and social anthropology. And then over the years that went into sort of medical sociology. So I was looking at people and how they feel about long-term illness. Throughout that time, I've always taught yoga because I felt that it really has a wonderful effect on me and felt better for it. So all the way through doing my PhD and the postdoc studies, I've always taught yoga. And then really it was after the birth of my second child that I just thought, wow, the body is so amazing. And I wanted to find out more and more about it. So I started looking into cycle awareness, menstrual cycle awareness, to just better understand my body, because there were so many things that I hadn't been taught about as a child, then sort of coming up to puberty in my first period. I just thought, why did I not know this before? Yeah. Today actually is a very exciting day because it's the sixth anniversary of my Red Tent. And a Red Tent is a women's circle. So I've been hosting it for 6 years. And listening to women talk in that, they had the same reaction. Why didn't I know all this stuff? Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, it would have made such a difference to my life. So I started to think, well, why don't I begin to take it to girls as they're about to get their first period, so they don't feel annoyed or frustrated that they've waited so long.
Yeah, that's incredible. For any chaps, yes, we are talking periods. You may want to zone out now or stay around and get interested. But it's absolutely true. It tends to be something that just happens. And then your mum goes, oh, yeah, that's going to happen every month now. And you really get no further information. It's just something like almost like a cross you have to bear almost.
Well, I mean, my mum was very practical. She gave me lots of information, so I knew what was happening. But I think the missing piece for me was finding out about how you can understand a lot more about your emotions and your energy levels if you really pay attention to the whole cycle rather than just PMT or just the period. And I think actually guys are often very good, because they're a step back from it. They often know what's coming before even the woman herself has really thought, I know why I feel like this.
Yeah.
So I think guys really get it, actually. More and more mums who are, you know, making sure that their sons know this, so that if they have a female partner in the future, that they're really clued up and they can support her.
I love that. That's brilliant. I mean, we were joking the other week or so, where you mentioned you were known as the period lady, which I thought was hilarious. What drew you to working with women regarding their cycles? I know it's obviously come from quite a personal place for yourself, but what made you want to sort of get out there and share your knowledge with people?
Well, because I teach pregnancy yoga, and I think often I have quite a big job to do in terms of helping somebody feel that they can trust their body, that their body will know what to do in labour. And it's a big job because very often when we were at school, the sex education was kind of fear-based. So, you know, really, you know, might have been nervous or scared about getting pregnant, about STDs. And so it sets up this potential relationship with your body where it's one of fear. And in the pregnancy yoga, I'm trying to get somebody to this place where they can really trust their body and think, yeah, my body is an intelligent body and it knows what to do if I get out of the way of it, maybe. and so I think that's another reason why I started to want to bring the cycle awareness to women and to girls, but so that they're not having to carry that fear, but they can actually work with the intelligence of the body.
Yeah, because you're right when you mentioned earlier, we do tend to just focus on that part of the month where there is bleeding and that part of the month where we feel a bit shitty. We don't tend to, well, I certainly have never thought kind of beyond that.
Yeah, and I, you know, and a lot of people do have problems with their periods. They might have, you know, really bad cramps. They might have sort of real emotional upsets coming up to the period, all sorts of things. So it's you know, not a good experience for everybody. But I really believe that the cycle is like a barometer for your physical health and your mental health. And so if you have a tool like cycle awareness where you can better understand what's causing some of these symptoms or whatever the pattern you see, you can actually move through those difficulties into a much better relationship where you can actually get some real benefits out of the cycle. So for example, often women have more energy as they come up to ovulation, and you know, you can really put that productivity into your job, into whatever it is that you want to. And then maybe at other times of the cycle, it is a time when you need to kind of slow down a bit and pace yourself. But if you've got that sort of navigation system, you know how to work with your cycle rather than burning yourself out because you're trying to give all the time. So I just find it's an amazing tool.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And you mentioned Red Tent earlier. Can you tell us just a little bit more about that? Because that was something I'd never heard of before.
Yeah, well, I came across it because there's a novel called The Red Tent. And I think people reading it thought, we could do with this now, because it's about this space where when women are having their periods, they can go and leave their normal everyday activities and go and rest, and sometimes even to sort of vision for the community. So like in Moon Lodges, that's another version, that you have a really special role in the community. It's seen as a almost like a sacred time. So I think more and more women were reading this book thinking, I could do with a bit of that. So it's really popular in America, and there's a UK Red Tent directory, and every month I get a newsletter from them. There are new Red Tents popping up across the UK. So it's become really popular, and it's just a really safe space where you can go and you don't have to pretend everything's great. You don't have to have your sort of social media face on, but you're there just to share experiences. And, you know, often we find that we do have a lot in common, and the things that are maybe a little bit more taboo, somebody else in that circle is experiencing, and it makes it a bit more okay. You know, it makes it more manageable when you know it's a shared experience. And it's grown over 6 years. It's grown into this beautifully supportive community where people do things outside as well. You know, they just sort of hang out. But it's like finding your tribe, a like-minded group of women. And it's from younger women to sort of postmenopausal. And that was really important to me, because when I moved to where I live now, I was only meeting other people who had really young children. And I wanted to know more of a cross-section of my community. So, yeah.
Awesome. And with regards to that, because speaking as someone who has had a hysterectomy, so I don't get my periods anymore, but I do still have my ovaries, so I ovulate and everything that comes with that. Is the Red Tent somewhere where, it sounds a silly question, but could I go to a Red Tent not having any periods anymore?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, there'll be people there who have had hysterectomies or all sorts of things happen in their life, and it's for any woman, I mean, we do sometimes talk about cycles, but that's definitely not the only thing that we talk about. So, but I think once you know that sort of tool of using the cycle awareness, you begin to see how that helps you navigate what's going on.
Mm.
If somebody is postmenopausal, or they're not having a cycle because maybe they're pregnant or they're still breastfeeding and their cycles haven't come back yet, they're very welcome. And often though they do tune into the seasons anyway, they can feel some change happening. Sometimes people feel the moon very strongly, so they'll be very aware of the full moon, and they'll feel more energetic, they might feel more awake and more sociable. So some of the postmenopausal women follow the lunar calendar instead as a way to kind of give them a guide to what might be happening. But everybody's welcome.
Fantastic. Now, I know, Tess, you've written a number of books. Can you tell us just a bit more about them? What inspired you to write them?
Well, the first one was a pregnancy colouring book. And I was just sort of doodling in the evenings after my daughters had gone to bed, because I felt like it would be really nice to have a space where women could reflect. Just a quiet space, very calm, and around the mandalas there are affirmations. So just to have this positivity. And in the centre of the mandalas there are images of sort of different parts of labour and connecting with your baby. And I remember one woman wrote to me after she'd had her baby, and she said she was colouring in till about 4 centimetres dilated, and she just found it really helped her focus rather than sort of worry and panic. So then I also did a colouring book for the cycle. It's called Colour Your Cycle. And that's to introduce people to the inner seasons. And all the books are concentrated around this idea of empowering women, empowering girls to know their bodies better, to feel empowered, to have ownership over their bodies. That's probably the basic, the underlying motivation behind them all. I've got three children's books which are about bodies, so boys' bodies and girls' bodies, to give the proper names for different parts of the body. Because very often, you know, we have nicknames for genitalia, but we don't always know the proper words. And then that's a real safeguarding issue, because sometimes a child might try and communicate something about what's happening, but if they're using a nickname, the other person might not understand what they're talking about. So and in the pregnancy classes I sometimes have women join in who don't really know their anatomy at all. So I sometimes even use the girls' children's book in the pregnancy class to say, this is where the bladder is, this is where, and show what is where, and that's why we're doing pelvic floor exercises or whatever it might be.
Because it's true, you don't tend to, I guess you don't really ever brush up against education that just kind of gets in there and gives you the facts without there being an undercurrent of shame or an undercurrent of fear. And the sex education that I received at school certainly was left me with a vague fear of carrots for quite a long time. It doesn't really help.
I can only imagine.
I'm going to go no further. That's a story for another day. But
I think you're absolutely right. It can be shame, it can be fear, and I think some parents worry about even that they might sexualize the child if they start to talk about what, you know, vulva, vagina, whatever words. But I really don't think that is the case. And more and more with, you know, children taking phones to schools, your children are going to learn from other kids at school rather than perhaps the parents if you're feeling really shy about doing it. So I often try and say to parents, you know, who do you want them to learn from? Do you want to make sure that they've actually got the right information? So I just think it's incredibly important. And then that empowerment to know your own body then can continue through their whole lifetime.
Yeah. And of course spreads on to their kids, and yeah, it's really cool. So you've mentioned the inner seasons. How can you just explain the inner seasons a little bit more and about how women can benefit from learning about them?
Yeah, so the inner seasons is a concept that was developed by a lady called Alexandra Pope, and she founded the Red School with her friend Shani. And they use the inner seasons as an analogy, really. So the inner winter corresponds to when you're having your period. When you go into inner spring is the pre-ovulatory phase. And then inner summer is the sort of ovulation phase. And then you go through into the inner autumn, which is the premenstrual phase. Mm-hmm. So with those four seasons, you're covering all of the parts of the cycle. And I think it just really helps people to, first of all, pay attention to the whole cycle, like I was saying before. So for a lot of women, the going into the inner spring and to the summer, so leading up to ovulation, is a time of real energy, maybe ideas sparking, maybe they feel a bit more like being out in the world, being sociable. And if we're not really sort of paying attention, we can miss those benefits and then just feel really kind of grumpy about maybe the harder part. And so I think it helps you to sort of understand how your energy is going to be changing, how you might feel emotionally different at different times. And just to begin to notice your own patterns, because, you know, everybody's a little bit different. For example, in the premenstrual, my pattern is that I'll get very sensitive to noise. Mm. So, you know, say I'm at home and I've collected the girls from school and I'm cooking dinner, I've got the radio on, and then the girls come in wanting something and my husband arrives home, chat, 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 and I'm, oh, this is too much, it's just overwhelming. Whereas another part of the cycle, it just would not have that effect.
Mm.
So because I've been charting and sort of making a note of what's happening through the whole cycle, I just know that's what's going to happen. And so I might not have the radio on and I might, you know, make it clear just one at a time, this is where I am in my cycle. So communicating that to the family. Other people, it might be smell. I've got some friends at the Red Tent who get really sensitive to smell and they can't stand the smell of their partner in the PMT time, or colleagues at work, suddenly they're like, oh gosh, the smell. Really individual thing. Some people get really clumsy in that time. So whereas they can part absolutely brilliantly the rest of the cycle, that those few days before the period comes, something happens with their coordination.
Yeah.
And so instead of beating yourself up about these things, like, what is going on? You know, you can think, oh, this is where I am. It happens every month and it's going to change. It's not something that's going to, you know, keep on affecting me. And that's just so liberating.
Yeah. That's fascinating. And I know you work with a lot of people. So what kind of successes have you seen?
Yeah, I was thinking about this because one of the beautiful things I think about the Red Tent is that just purely by coming to something like that and beginning to pay attention, I found that a number of women have had shifts in their cycle. So, you know, maybe they were experiencing really bad cramps, and just by bringing their awareness, it's changed and they've begun to feel a lot better. Other times it's been much more dramatic things, like for example with fertility. So somebody might for years have been trying to become pregnant, and as they've learned more about the fertility signs of the cycle, they've realized actually they were having sex at completely the wrong time. They didn't know about them. Or they didn't know about the cervical fluids, which, you know, helps with sperm traveling, you know, all these things that are actually really basic things for us to know, but we don't tend to be taught them. Yeah. So I've had a number of women who've been really struggling with fertility, and just by learning the basics of cycle awareness, have had that long awaited pregnancy. So for some people, that's, you know, so life changing.
Absolutely. And I guess, I mean, for me, listening, the more I talk to women about this sort of stuff, the more I think that, you know, we've come so far away from where we used to be as women in a clan mm-hmm. or a tribe, where, you know, there would be get-togethers and you'd have the wise woman and you'd all support each other, you know, people lived in the tent next door kind of thing. And it was a real community, and you trusted nature and you trusted your body. Mm. And we've seemed to be, we've been really far removed from that now, where it gets to this stage where we feel that, you know, we have to get stuff from the outside in rather than trusting that we can produce it from the inside out, and trusting that our body does have this innate intelligence inside it. And we're now being taught, you know, not to trust ourselves. We're finding ourselves more and more disconnected from other like-minded people. I think this is where something like the Red Tent is really so important. Have you kind of had that kind of feedback as well? Is that something you've noticed?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was particularly thinking about what you were saying about nature, and I think a good example of this is hormonal contraception, because for some people, you know, for millions of women, that has been absolutely life-changing, and it's been very liberating because they haven't had to have child after child after child, and they've been able to take control of their fertility. But I feel quite strongly that there needs to be more information given around it, because the synthetic hormones that we get from something like hormonal contraception don't act in the same way as our natural hormones. Mm. So it's important that somebody knows, you know, what the effect that that could have, and then they might still decide to take the hormonal contraception, but it's about being informed and having all the information at your disposal. And so sometimes in the Red Tent, there's always women in the Red Tent who are on some kind of hormonal contraception. They're absolutely welcome. It's not that everybody has to have a natural cycle, but sometimes they do decide to start leaving that and transitioning to a natural cycle, you know, if that fits where they are in their relationship and things like that. Because what tends to happen is, on a natural cycle, you'll get more sort of ups and downs, and I think that can really feed then into your creativity. Having such a change can really bring you to express things in a different way, whereas sometimes on hormonal contraception it can be a little bit more muted. So that might be a really good thing if somebody's having very low lows.
Yeah.
But, you know, it also can mute the good things. So it can mute libido.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, if everybody has all the information, that would be fantastic, because they can make a balanced decision. Whereas what I find sometimes, mums of teenagers, they're worried about their daughter's cycles seemingly being very sort of irregular. But it can take 5 to 7 years for a cycle to settle down, as your body gets used to the new sort of level of hormones. And, you know, if you very quickly use the pill to try and sort of regulate, it just means sometimes you're putting off that regulation process until that person grows up and wants to start a family. And then her body's got to find that balance before she's, becomes ready to conceive. So I'm not against, you know, any of these things, but it's about, like with pregnancy and birth, is having all the information so you can make a decision that's right for you and your family.
Yeah, I think that's the key thing, and something that a lot of people bring up is the need for, in whatever area, in whatever sphere, the more education, the more informed people are, then the better and more empowered choices they can make. So I think that's a really important point. So Tessa, this is my new question that I ask everyone. I love this question because I get loads of ideas for different books. But if you could recommend only one book, one that was kind of instrumental and life-changing for you, obviously other than your own, what would it be and why?
I would say Wild Power, which is by Alexandra and Sharni, that I mentioned before.
Yeah.
Because I have so many books on my shelves around periods and vaginas. But that one really stands out to me because there are some excellent books which are about the sort of physical cycle and what to do if you're having heavy bleeds or no bleeds. But What's special about this one is it really goes into the emotional side of the cycle, and also even the sort of spiritual side of the cycle. Mm. And they describe how when you move around the cycle through all those different feelings and behaviours, it's like a training wheel for the big moments in your life, like birth or menopause or even death. That yeah. when you can hold those difficult moments, it helps you learn how to do it in situations, different life stages. Mm. And it's a really beautiful book. It takes you very sort of in depth into these inner seasons. So if somebody's interested in reading more, that's where I would start.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Right, now I know you've got a couple of exciting things coming up for you, so just tell us a bit more about your plans for the rest of this year, as what there is of it.
Yeah, well, I think if somebody's really new to this, I've just created an introductory guide to charting. So if you want to begin to pay attention to your cycle, whether you're on some kind of hormonal contraception or not, there's different ways of charting. So it takes you through every single way you can think of, whether you want to focus on the physical, the emotional, or whatever. So I would definitely direct people to that. And then coming up on the 5th of October, I'm starting a closed circle of women. I'm really, really excited because it's bringing all my passions together. So we're going to use yoga and this relaxation technique called Yoga Nidra to feel really calm and safe in our bodies. And then we're going to use some transformational exercises to really connect with our core beliefs and our values, and you know, get a perspective on what's happening with lockdown and find a way to move forwards, and finish with circle time, so if people want to, they can share their experiences and learn from each other. I think it's going to be really powerful, so yeah, I'm very excited about that. Because when you have a circle of women, amazing stuff can happen.
Yeah, true that. And what this are you is this going to be kind of like in person, or is this going to be online stuff?
That one's going to be online, so we're going to meet 6 times fortnightly.
Yeah.
And we'll have a sort of WhatsApp group so we can keep in touch. I'm going to be sending meditations to keep the process unfolding. Mm. And it's really nice because I've got people signed up from different places, from Switzerland and yeah, it's going to be an international group bringing their experiences to the table. So
fantastic. That sounds absolutely amazing. So Tessa, where can people go to find out a little bit more about you and about what's coming up?
The best website to go to would be cyclicalwisdom.com. Cyclical Wisdom, if you can spell that.
I will put links in the comments.
But also on my Instagram account, that shows you all the things I'm passionate about, so people can get a flavour of what I'm all about.
Awesome. Lovely. And like I said, I will put some links in the comments.
Yeah, check the links out.
Yeah. Fantastic. So Tessa, thank you so much. Before we finish, I do like to end chats with people with some kind of like little practical exercise or some bits of advice that can be shared that people can implement. Do you have something you can share with us?
Yeah, I thought we'd think about the seasons because it feels like we're about to shift into autumn. Mm. So if you want to close your eyes, if you're not driving somewhere when you be careful. So just closing your eyes and just tune into where we are in the outer seasons. So we're at the end of summer and we're heading out into autumn. I just want you to feel what that is like for you. Are you excited about autumn? Are you sad to be leaving summer? So just let that settle in your body for a moment. And then I would like you to think about the season that you find most challenging. So out of the 4 seasons, is there one that you like less? And just imagine being in the middle of that season, as it were, connecting with the energy. So like when you come up to Christmas, you can imagine what it's like to to do all the traditional Christmas things that you do. So connecting with the energy of the season that you're not so sure about. And then I want you to switch to the one that you really like. There might be a part of you that likes bits about all of the seasons, but if you could only stay in one of the seasons all year round, which one would you choose? How does it feel when you're in the middle of that season, all the great things about it? How does that feel in your body? So the outer seasons can have such a massive effect on us. And I want you to imagine, whether you're a man or a woman imagining this, what it would be like to travel those seasons inside you. So taking your favourite season. So if it was summer, that would be like the ovulation or full moon. Or if it was the winter that you like being cozy inside, maybe a little bit more quiet. That's connecting to the new moon or the time of the period. And just imagine that you could move through the inner seasons inside of your body, that we're always changing. We're always changing. Nothing is staying the same. And instead of trying to make everything the same, that we try to appreciate the changes and honour the times when we feel more social and honour the times when we feel less social. Honouring the times when we have more energy and less energy. Just taking a few more breaths here and realising that for somebody who is cycling, that if you are in your inner summer and it's the outer summer and it's the full moon, everything is amplified. So when you get this alignment through the seasons, the emotions, the patterns of behaviour are even bigger and stronger than usual. And I think when we connect to this cyclical way of being, of living, then we can find a more sustainable way forwards to living on planet Earth. So it has big implications. And so just checking in, last of all, just checking in with how your body feels right now to bring this awareness and this loving attention to your body. And then when you're ready, letting your eyes open and coming back where I am, it's a lovely sunny day.
Mm. Ah, that was good. It's weird, you can feel, I can feel the difference when I thought about, you know, the more challenging seasons kind of felt flat and heavy almost. Mm. And then when I thought of my more favourite season, you do feel like a lift.
Yeah.
Love that. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tessa, it's been an absolute joy having you on. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. And I look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Thanks, Claire.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to share it with me in a review so I can keep the awesome stuff coming your way. And if you aren't already following me on social media, come and soak up the extra inspiration by following me on facebook.com /ClaireTurnerEFT or visiting my website at ClaireTurnerEFT.com. And just so you're aware, I'm very greedy. Claire has everything in it, C-L-A-I-R-E. I appreciate you so much and I cannot wait to connect with you again in the next episode. In the meantime, be awesome.